frog.
Three kids are in hot pursuit of a frog swimming in a reflecting pool at the Botanic Gardens in Denver. That frog is just a few strokes away from the sculptural work of James Searles, which is installed in the center of the pool. Its abstract shapes are reflected in the sun-bathed water, creating the illusion that the bronze and stainless steel pieces are twice as large as they are. Kim Manajak is the Associate Director of Exhibitions, Art, and Interpretation at the Denver Botanic Gardens.
Everybody wanted to be in water because it's just such a fabulous place to show sculpture.
The sculptures in the Catalyst exhibit range in size, color, materials, and shape, but that diversity is brought together by a singular goal, Manajak says, to create a dialogue between art and nature.
We want people to be catalyzed to talk about it. We want people to be catalyzed to look at the landscape in a new way. And I really think that it is super successful in doing that.
On a brilliantly sunny afternoon, 5-year-old William Mitchell, visiting with his mom, Whitney, was eagerly taking in the garden surroundings.
What you doing right here?
Just on the flowerland, I'm kind of copying off the real scene and trying to make it look like it.
William's keen eye for nature is shared by sculptor Nancy Lovedahl.
Well, I think sculpture in the landscape is a very significant combination.
Lovedahl, who lives in Old Snowmass, has 2 works installed at Catalyst and has public and privately commissioned work across the state as well as nationally and internationally.
Many Colorado artists, which this show features Colorado artists only, came to Colorado or stay in Colorado because of their marriage to the landscape.
Lovedahl piece, Spiral Dance, is a somewhat cylindrical work that incorporates slender aspen tree trunks, rebar, and steel wire. In creating it, she says she took cues straight from the Rocky Mountain landscape.
And so the Spiral Dance artwork is actually trying to connect the earth with the sky. So those blue trees are the color of a bright blue, significantly Colorado sky.
And while sculpture in the great outdoors can be a thing of beauty, Kim Manajak of the Botanic Gardens said there are some practical considerations to be made when selecting works.
It absolutely had to survive a Colorado winter. We're going to take the show into January, so to be able to have that durability was an enormous factor.
I almost picked up froggy.
So, even if that frog in the reflecting pool won't be around come January, the sculptures at the Botanic Gardens surely will. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Where did he go? Oh, he's right there. Follow him.